We're back. We've just eaten about half our bowl of apple chicken gnocchi. My impressions is I love the apple flavors. The apple brown sugar and the savory stuff. The salty part was some kosher salt on top. Myself, I found that got in the way. The added crunch I didn't really like, and the saltiness just masked it. So I think if I was going to do it again, I would put salt in the main dish, or just remove it altogether. But other than that, it's a smash hit. I'd do it again. Your impressions, George? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You'd make a good waitress. Anyway. The potatoes are, I guess, a little more, I don't know if I'd describe them as gooey, but a little almost chewy, kind of gummy, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's still quite workable. I agree with you about the salt. I don't mind so much the crunch, but I find, yes, the salt kind of overpowers everything else. You don't get any of the subtleties anymore.
Yep.
The apple, well, I had to stop getting salt because I was chronically getting that and it was blocking things out. But now that I've sort of managed to avoid it, the apple seems to be coming through in a nice way. Yep. Even if that was toned back a bit, the salt would be fine. But it's hard to do with kosher salt because of its nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I did do it again with kosher salt, I probably would cook it in. Because then it kind of melts into whatever is going on. Well, that's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I've liked trying it. I won't do it all the time, but maybe every once in a while when I decide to try a new recipe. So, enjoy. Take care. By the way, George mentioned gumminess. I think that's the nature of the gnocchi. So, don't be surprised if you do get that. You never know. There could be different ways that you can make it. It's like a small pierogi. You just don't have the filling. So again, take care and God bless.